Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
There's this thing, and I'm already hot because Steve is like, okay. Sometimes being in a room, like, I don't understand. Do you say things just to get under everybody's skin, or do you really have that skewed version of the world?
I think people have a hard time dealing with the truth when they hear it. And I think that's what's going on when I say, when I make a statement, you guys, yeah.
So there's a thing that was on Reddit that's basically things you find hard as you get older.
Yeah.
Things that are, you know, like pulling an all-nighter. Like, you can't, like... I don't know what age it changed, but like the next day I'm like, I'll never do that. Like, I don't do it anymore.
It's
I don't
the remember worst. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like, just don't recover like you used to.
I used to be able to bounce back and do something epic that next day.
Oh yeah.
It's 3 days minimum to start to feel like I'm not going to barf.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
I'm going to a wedding, and the wedding's on Saturday night, and we have like a 9 a.m. flight on Sunday, and I'm already thinking about it, like how am I gonna get a nap? Or
I was at a bachelorette party and my original flight left super early the next day, and I paid to change it. I was like, I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, this is a horrible idea. I was like, I gotta leave as late as possible tomorrow or I will be dead for days.
Do you remember when you used to go to a concert? And like, I don't know if everybody did this, but I would tape bags of booze on my body and like, I'd be a drug mule for my other friends and stuff. And now I literally bring extra water.
What are those neck rolls?
100%.
Comfortable.
It's like, what is that, vodka? I'm like, no. I swear to God, it's not.
It's water.
It's water.
I want to be hydrated.
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
Are you insane? Getting up after you kneel down, that's another thing that people said, is harder as you grow older.
It actually is.
And you realize it when you start to make that sound. It just comes out. You can't help it. It's just... Ugh.
When you make a sound sitting down or getting up, it's that's bad.
Grunt.
Steve makes a really loud sound.
Well, for what?
Like when you sit.
What I saw? Let me try.
You won't do it right now because you're thinking of it. But you're like, it's like,
yeah.
It's a big like, as your spine compresses, your lungs like,
no, that's the sound from the chair, like going,
The one that's on here that got me hot against Steve, though, is making friends. People find as you get older, it's harder to make friends. And this is where everybody pull up a chair because the truth is coming.
All I said was, why are we still making friends? When we get older, we're having less friends. First of all, why do you need new friends? And when's the last time you even made a new friend? Let's go around. I bet you guarantee that none of you have made a new friend in the last 2 years.
Yes, I have.
I have. Here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
6 months.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
You have not.
Yes, I have.
Acquaintance. And I'm not talking about like, you exchange like a text. I'm talking like friend, like you're hanging out.
Why are you in such a colossal rut that you made friend decisions when you were 20 and you're holding on to it?
But I just say, as we get older, we have less friends. When you get married, you lose friends. When you have children, you lose friends. You don't need them anymore.
Whoa.
So Steve is kind of right because I'm getting older, I'm realizing there's a lot of my friends that I'm still friends with, but had I not met them at the age I met them at, we probably wouldn't be friends. Boom. So we met them when we were young, and it was just
boom that.
I'm just saying, so it is harder because once you're older, you have a lot of you're set in your ways or whatever. Yep.
That's another thing on here. Your tolerance for BS as you get older is like zero. So you're right. Like some of your frat boy friends.
Yeah. If I met them today,
you would never talk to them.
Right.
Yeah. But.
But we don't make, we don't search for new friends as we get older. We don't
why
need
don't
them
you?
Anymore.
What? What? Why don't you need friends when you're older?
Because if you have to move, you used to hit up your friends. They have moving companies now. You just call college kids in a truck or whatever.
That's all you think of friends as, or no, free labor? Like
not that. I'm just, but you go out and you have fun with them, but you don't make new ones. Like, when was the last time any of you guys had made a new friend? And how
literally
long
you broke it down to like 6 months ago. Yeah, the guy moved in across the street who I've admitted on the air that I thought he was a total tool because he backs his car in,
right?
And then I've talked to him and he's actually really cool. We're friends.
You're neighborly acquainted.
We are friends. I go over to his house and drink. We're friends.
When's the last time you guys went to like the Bronco game, or when's the last time you went clubbing?
I haven't gone to the Bronco game with anybody, and I don't go clubbing with anybody.
Because you don't need friends.
No, what I do with my friends is I invite them over to watch a fight or cook some ribs or just drink. And I've done all of those things with him.
So if we called him up and go, hey, are you friends with the guy across the... He would probably agree.
I don't know that you... Like, do you actually define it? No, I think we're friends. Like, the other night we were talking, I was like... I said it again. I was like, buddy, I really tried hard to not like you. With that whole backing in thing, I was like, he's got to be a tool.
See, that's what I'm saying. The bar of entry is so high once you get older. Like
Thank
something
you.
That little,
there
you
is.
Were like, I'm not going to be friends with this guy.
Yeah.
But
you were able to get over it.
How stupid it is.
You look for a reason not to be his friend. That's what we
Correct.
All do when
but
we're
then
older.
Once we got in the same room together and like, then it was like, oh my God, he's actually cool.
When's the last time he helped like you bury a body? Because that's friends.
you get like, is there any part of you that understands the four of us have all made friends and we're all happy. And
but,
you're just.
As an adult like our age, how do you make friends? Hi, I need a friend.
No.
Amber, you said you have a new friend. How did that? What?
So I actually have a lot of new friends just through my relationship. So that's kind of changed a lot. But then also, a lot of my friends are married, kids, have different things going on. So I've made an effort with people who were acquaintances.
To flip them.
To spend more time with them, hang out with them, make them a friend. Because my relationship with my other friends has shifted.
Okay.
Would you think, what about your neighbor, like Shannon?
Yeah.
You talk about him all the time. You say, like, is he your friend or is he just your neighbor? I got you right now. Because if you say neighbor, Shannon's listening and you're screwed. So you have to say friend.
Whatever you just said, I'm going with that.
But I mean, but you don't formally...
Well, we don't hang out.
But then you're not really friends. You're more neighbors, but you're friendly neighbors.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Friendly, but not friends.
But so what do you enjoy doing? Like, you enjoy getting out of your mind a little bit on the weekend. So you only have like one person you do that with, two people you do that, and you've never looked for another person to do that with?
If that person had an acquaintance and they brought him along or something, we're all hanging out.
But you would, then you, that, that you don't ever circumvent the other one. Like,
no, like get your number and call, hey, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hang
That's
out.
What people do, man. You widen your circle.
No, you lessen as we get older.
It does both, but yours is going to eventually, you only have one right now. It's going to be like,
what if they're out of town? What do you
yes.
do? What if they're busy? What if they made a new friend?
Yeah, they're listening to this right now.
God, he's a loser.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.